Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, the podcast that teaches you how to lead conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate virtual audiences. Here's your host, top personal brand coach and communications expert, Rasheryl McCreary.
Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. I am your host, Rasheryl McCreary, and I am a certified leadership coach and the president of Dow Leadership Development. Now, over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them build their personal brands by teaching them to communicate with greater impact. Now, I actually began my career training telephone sales reps to communicate with impact and influence over the telephone. I was actually an expert in communication techniques for virtual teams before anyone was even talking about virtual teams or virtual environment. So in this mini podcast, I will offer you one big tip, tool, or technique that you can use right away to solve your most pressing conference call challenges. Let's get started. Today's episode is entitled, Know Your Audience, Influence Your Audience. So here's the scenario. You are on a high-stakes conference call, and you are really concerned about this audience. Your audience is made up of various stakeholders, some of whom are going to buy into your idea, some of whom are not, some of whom are friends, some of whom are foes, some of whom have real influence over the group, and others not so much. So it's really critical in this high-stakes situation for you to be able to influence this audience, and it's a tricky audience or a difficult audience, or certainly there are a few tricky or difficult people in that audience. So if that's the scenario, here's a solution. One of the things I suggest for my clients is that you have to know your audience. You've got to take the time to get to know your audience whenever you're communicating, whenever you're presenting, whenever you want buy-in. So many times as leaders, we think that when we're communicating or have a high-stakes presentation, it's all about the presentation. It's all about, I've got to influence them. It's all about, I got to get them to do this thing, to get buy-in or whatever it is. And that's true. I mean, it is about the presentation, and you do want to get buy-in. But the most important person or entity or element of communication is your audience. It's your audience. So you've got to make sure that you do a little bit of due diligence and research on that audience. And here's what I suggest. You want to find out, first of all, who are the audience members. Now, that may seem like a very simple question. Oh, you know, this audience is my direct reports. But I want you to think about the makeup of the audience. Is it 10% senior leaders? Is it direct reports? Is it the board of directors? I mean, who is your audience? Who are these folks? And really think about who they are, their titles, and all of those things. The other thing I want you to think about in terms of your virtual audience is, where are they? What environment are they in? Is one of your key folks, is one of those folks at the airport, and that's the only, you know, time they could be in this meeting right before they get on the plane? So they have lots of distractions going on. Are some of your other audience members in environments that are really distracting, or where they may lose the call and be disconnected? So you need to consider those things beforehand. Where is your audience? What environment are they in so that you can be prepared? You also need to know who are the key influencers. That relates to who are they, right? Who are the key influencers in this audience? And just a little tip for you. The key influencers may or may not be senior leaders. They may or may not have positional authority, right? So it's important to really understand who are the key influencers in this audience, and how can they derail or possibly champion your ideas, right? What's going to be their objection? You know, we've all been in front of an audience where we know where there are going to be a few hecklers, if you will, or a few folks who are not going to let you get your ideas out because they're going to shoot them down, or they're going to bring in another point of view, right? So you need to be prepared for that. Who are these folks? How can they derail the message? What kinds of things might they say or do to derail me? Or can I count on them to champion me? And how do I need to craft my message accordingly? So how do I need to craft my message to address their objections so they can champion my ideas, or I can shoot down their objections before they make them? Or how can I craft my message to make sure that they will be champions of my idea because it aligns with their ideas? So see how this works? It's really important to really consider your audience before you ever get on the phone and do this kind of strategic audience research to understand who your audience is and how you need to show up and craft your message to really grab them and influence them. So knowing your audience is the key to influencing your audience. So your action step for this week is I want you to answer these questions on your next high stakes presentation on a conference call. I want you to think about who are the key influencers in your audience. How can they derail or champion your ideas or your message? And how can you craft your message or deliver it in a way that overcomes their objections or enlists them to be your champions, your ambassadors for your ideas? So that's what you're going to work on this week, is those three questions. Who are the key influencers? How can they derail or champion my ideas? And how can I craft my message or deliver my message in a way that overcomes their objections or gets them on my side as an ally? So let me know how this works for you. You can share this information with me directly on the website or at my email, or better yet, be sure to join the Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams group on LinkedIn, and you can share right there some of the things that you're trying, what's working, what's not working, and I also provide lots of tips and techniques and coaching in that group. So that's Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams group on LinkedIn. All right, so let me know how this goes for you. My name is Rasheryl McCreary. I am your host, and I am signing off.
Are you a busy executive looking to lead and shine on conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate your virtual audience? You need Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. CWI for Virtual Teams is an online course that teaches you how to lead high-energy interactive conference calls, captivate multitasking listeners, compelling them to pay attention, and build your brand by upping your virtual presence skills. Get more information on Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. Register for the free 30-minute webinar at www.cwiforvirtualteamswebinar.com.